This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 1,000 Thailand anti-government protesters clashed with police on Saturday in Bangkok as they protested against the government's failure to handle coronavirus outbreaks and its impact on the economy. The protesters marched toward the office of the prime minister, demanding his resignation. Police in Bangkok sealed off roads and shot tear gas and rubber bullets to push protesters back. Street protests against the government have been held in recent weeks by several groups as frustrations mount over the government's management of coronavirus outbreaks and the damage pandemic measures have inflicted on the economy. Thailand reported on Saturday a record of nearly 22,000 new COVID-19 infections in a single day and the highest deaths, 212 fatalities. China stepped up measures to protect its capital, Beijing, as an uptick in coronavirus cases driven by the more infectious Delta variant spreads across multiple cities in the country. The National Health Commission reported Saturday 107 new confirmed coronavirus cases. Of the new infections, 75 were locally transmitted, the health authority said. Those currently outside Beijing in higher risk areas should temporarily postpone their return, and others should provide a negative COVID-19 test, according to details of a Saturday meeting by local officials reported by the Beijing Daily. Epidemic prevention measures at railways, highways, and airports should be strengthened, they said. Some local governments have been called out by Beijing for lowering their guard, leading to the spread of the Delta variant from multiple sources. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Flames swept through a residential town outside Athens overnight as wildfires burned across Greece for a fifth day on Saturday, and hundreds of people were evacuated by ferry from an island east of the capital. The fire on the outskirts of Athens has forced the evacuations of thousands of people since late Thursday, with emergency crews facing winds and high temperatures as they battle to contain its spread. Wildfires have erupted in many parts of the country amid Greece's worst heat wave in more than 30 years, tearing through tens of thousands of acres of forest land, destroying homes and businesses, and killing animals. Temperatures have been over 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit all week. Officials say more than 700 firefighters, including reinforcements from Cyprus, France, and Israel, have been deployed to fight the blaze north of Athens, assisted by the army and water bombing aircraft. Authorities have battled more than 400 wildfires across Greece in the last 24 hours. In neighboring Turkey, authorities are battling the country's worst ever wildfires. Flames sweeping through its southwestern coastal regions forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. In Italy, hot winds are fanning flames on the island of Sicily this week. Afghanistan government officials and relatives attended the funeral of the head of the government media and information center on Saturday, who was assassinated a day earlier by the Taliban. Taliban fighters on Friday assassinated the Afghanistan government's top media and information officer in the capital, Kabul, an act condemned by the senior U.S. diplomat in the country as an affront to human rights and free speech. He'd also once served as a spokesperson in Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's outreach team. The assassination was the latest by the hardline Islamist group to weaken Ghani's democratically elected Western-backed regime. Scores of social activists, journalists, bureaucrats, judges, and public figures who are fighting to sustain a liberal Islamic regime have been killed by Taliban fighters in a bid to silence voices of dissent in the war-torn country. A Taliban spokesman said, the information officer was, quote, killed in a special attack and punished for his actions. In a tweet, a U.S. official said he was saddened and disgusted by the killing, who he called a friend and colleague whose career was focused on providing truthful information to all Afghans. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.